Well, praise the Lord. Let's continue on with our look at God as Spirit.
好，我们继续查考神是个灵。
I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27.
我们到希伯来书十一章二十七节，我们看看。希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11, verse 27.
二十七节。
It says, By faith he, that is Moses, left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
他就是摩西，因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，就如看见那看不见的主。
Now, we want to deal with something that some people see as a problem, but it's no problem at all.
我们要处理一些有些人认为是个大问题，其实根本不是问题的问题啊。
It says that God is invisible or unseen.
这里讲到神是那看不见的神。
And yet there are passages in the Bible where people see God.
但是在圣经里头又有一些经文讲到人看见神了。
So how do we deal with this problem?
我们怎么处理这个问题呢？
Well, the first thing we must do
好，第一件我们要做的事
is recognize that the Bible does not contradict itself.
要知道圣经不会自相矛盾的。
That is the ground for everything we do in interpretation.
在我们解经的时候，我们必须要有这个基础啊。
If we have something that seems like a contradiction,
如果圣经里头有一些似乎自相矛盉的东西的时候
it's because of our lack of understanding.
问题是出在我们缺乏理解。
The second thing I want you to see,
好，第二件我要说的是
is that passages of scripture that are difficult to interpret,
有一些经文难以理解的时候
should be interpreted by passages that are clear in their interpretation.
我们要从那些清楚的经文来解释那比较不清楚的经文。
And another thing, let me add,
好，让我再补充一点啊
that we should never createsome doctrine based upon one verse that's difficult to understand.
我们不可以借着一段比较模糊难以理解的经文来发明一个新的教义。
Now I'm going to explain the answer with something that I've written here.
好，我来解释一下这个答案，借着我写的一些东西啊。
The scriptures clearly state that God is invisible.
圣经清清楚楚地教导神是那看不见的神。
For this reason, the visible appearances of God in the scriptures
因此圣经里头神的显现
should be interpreted as visions
我们应该认为这是神的一个意象
symbolic representations of spiritual reality
是一个神的象征性的显现象征性一个属灵的怎么讲 ？Sorry， 一个属灵的事实的象征的显现。
All right, now let's consider Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read.
想想以西结书第一章第一节啊。
It says the heavens were opened.
讲到天开了。
And he that is Ezekiel saw visions of God.
他就是以西结。看到了神的意象。
Now notice that there's kind of a separation made.
这里有一个分别啊。
It's not saying that he saw God in his fullness.
他没有说他看到神自己完全的荣耀，不是啊。
But he saw visions of God.
他乃是看到了神的意象啊。
And then in verse 28 of chapter 1,
好，第一章二十八节又说了。
The prophet summarizes these visions.
好。先知呢就总结他所看见的意象说
And his language is very clear.
他的语言非常清楚啊。
He says, the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
他说这云中的形状怎么样光为光辉的形状也怎样这是耶和华荣光的形状。
Do you see how he is purposely avoiding a direct statement?
你看没有他在故意避免一个直截了当的一句话。
It's like he's putting distance between himself and God.
他在神跟他之间，他放了一个距离。
He doesn't see God directly in all his fullness.
他没有直接看到神的完全的荣光的显现。
But he sees the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God.
他只是看到神的荣光的形状的一个意象而已。
If you look in Daniel chapter 7,
如果你看看但以理书第七章，
Daniel sees a symbolic vision,
但以理也看到了一个象征性的一个意象，
of God the Father.
看到父的一个象征的形象。
And how does he see him?
他怎么看到他？
As the Ancient of Days,
像那古恒古存在者。
Now he's using language not to say that God is old and weak.
他的意思不是说神是很老很老的一个很脆弱的一个老人家，不是。
But he's using language that demonstrates God's wisdom and authority.
他乃是用一些语言来表明神的智慧和权柄。
Also in Luke chapter 3,
而且在路加福音第三章
verse
22, 22节
John the Baptist sees a vision of the heavens opening.
施洗约翰看到了天开的异象
and the Holy Spirit descending,
圣灵像鸽子一样的
with the appearance of a dove,
像鸽子一样的降临
and of course the symbolism is obvious.
当然这个代表的东西很明显
the Holy Spirit is not a dove.
当然圣灵不是鸽子啊，是象征。
And so, even though men have seen visions of God,
虽然人看到了神的异象
even as in Isaiah chapter 6,
甚至在以赛亚书二十六章
where Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord.
第六章以赛亚说在西西家在乌西亚王驾崩的那年我看见主
They were seeing visions of God
他们不过是看到神的意象而已
Symbolic realities
一个象征的事实
Telling us something about God
写明一些有关神的一些事实
But they were not seeing the fullness of God
他们不是真正看见神的丰满的存在
Because no man can see him and live.
因为没有人看见神能够继续活下去。
Even in the vision of Isaiah 6,
甚至在以赛亚书第六章那个意象里头
the seraphim that are surrounding the throne,
那环绕神宝座的撒拉佛
Now we can infer that these angels are probably the most powerful and holy of all creatures.
我们可以理解啊，这些撒拉佛这些天使是神所创造万物当中最有能力的最美丽的受造者
Now why do I say that?
为什么能说呢
Their proximity to God
因为他们跟神最相似对不对
There's no creature closer
没有任何受造之物像天使那么
They're powerful
所以他们很有能力、啊、
They're holy
他们很圣洁、啊、
And they cover their face
他们遮掩自己的面
They can't bear his glory.
他们受不了神的荣耀。
You see that?
看到没有?
And so how could we think that a little man would be able to see him?
何况是人类呢?怎么能够见神呢?
Now, let's look at some other verses that are very important about God's invisibility.
我们再看看其他一些有关神是看不见的一些重要的经文啊。
1 Timothy 1:17.
提摩太前书一章十七节。
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Now, there's just a few things that I want to say here. I don't want to repeat myself.
啊，这里我要说几件事，我不愿意重复啊。
But this is one of the most majestic statements in the Bible.
是整本圣经其中一段最荣耀的经文。
And some really big things are being said here.
这里说了很多伟大的事啊。
And the whole text is designed to create in us reverence for God.
这整段经文想要在我们里头就激起一段对神的敬畏的心。
So that we would see the need to give honor and glory to him.
好叫我们看到我们需要把荣耀尊贵敬拜都归给他。
He's the only God.
他是那独一的神。
He is immortal.
他是那不能死的。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
But then it throws in there, he is invisible.
这里又讲到他是不能看见的。
And I think the point that I most want to draw on here is this.
我相信我要讲的最重要的重点是
He's not like us at all.
他根本就不像我们人类。
You know the difference between quality and quantity.
你知道质和量的分别吗？
When we talk about the difference between us and God,
当我们讲到我们跟神的分别的时候，
It is not quantitative.
那不是量的分别。
It's not that he's like us, just bigger and better.
他不是跟我们人一样，比我们更好、更壮、更大而已。不。
It's qualitative.
那是质的不同。
He's in a completely different category.
他是在完全一个不同的类种类里。
Not like us at all.
他根本不像我们。
And invisibility is the one way in which we see this.
不能见是其中一个他跟我们不同的地方。
We are material.
我们是物质能见的。
He is not.
他不是。
We are limited.
我们是有限的。
He is not.
他是无限的。
I love the illustration that R.C. Sproul gives.
我喜欢 R.C. Sproul 给我们的一个例子，一个神学家。
Who's more like God?
谁更像神？
A worm crawling on the ground?
在地上爬的一小草小虫子呢？
Or the seraphim surrounding the throne?
还是在宝座旁边敬拜的撒拉佛呢？哪个更像神？
The answer is,
答案是
neither one of them.
两个都不像神。
He's in a completely different category.
神在一个完全不同的等次里头。
Let me give you an illustration that's really not good, but it's the only one I can think of.
让我给你一个例子，虽然这个例子不好，但是这唯一能够想到的。
Let's talk about the sun. You know, the sun in the sky, S-U-N.
我们来，譬如这个天上太阳啊。
Well, it's a long way away.
太阳很遥远，对不对？
Would you agree?
同意不同意
？All right, now I'm about almost a foot taller than Larry.
他比我大概陈哥高大概一尺吧，不。
I mean, I'm taller than he is.
他比我高，对不对
？By about this much.
不止那么高啊。
Now, does it make very much sense for me to boast that I'm so much closer to the sun than he is?
我如果说我夸口，你看我。比 Larry 不比陈哥比太阳近得多了，我能够夸口吗
？That doesn't make sense.
对不对
？Because we're both so far away.
我们两个都离太阳这么遥远。
I mean, this much distance really doesn't mean that much.
我虽然比陈哥近那么多，但是近不了多少。
But with God,
但是对神来说
，it's even infinitely more.
更是无限的不同。
And see, that's just the point.
这是我要讲重点。
It's one of the reasons why we fear him and revere him.
这是其中我们一个我们敬拜他，我们敬畏他的原因。
He's nothing like us.
他完全不像我们。
And yet,
但是
he became like us.
他竟然变成像我们的形象。
He took our flesh.
他穿上我们人的肉身。
He's not confined.
他不是受限制的。
But he confined himself to a body.
但是他自愿地把自己限制在一个肉身里。
And why did he do it?
为什么？他要那么做。
Because he loved his people.
因为他爱他的百姓。
Because it was the only way to save his people.
这是拯救他百姓的唯一途径。
And that's a great truth.
这是一个伟大的真理。
Now, let's go on and look at 1 Timothy 6.
好，我们再继续看提摩太前书第六章啊。
15-16. He who is blessed, the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
15-16啊。那可称颂独有全能的万王之王万主之主就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里是人未曾看见也不能看见的要将他显明出来但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他阿们
I want us to look at a few things
我们要看几件事、啊、
No one possesses his immortality
没有人像他一样不死
No one can approach him.
也没有人可以靠近他。
And no one can see him without certain death.
没有人能够看见他，看见他就必要死。
And it's not just because he's righteous.
不仅是因为他是公义的。
It's not just because he's all powerful.
不仅是因为他全能的。
Even though those are reasons.
尽管这些也是其中原因啊。
But let me give you something else to think about.
让我再给你一些思考的材料。
No one can see him.
没有人能看见他。
Without certain death.
如果看见他死定了就死定了。
That's what he tells Moses.
这是他告诉摩西的话。
Let's put aside for a moment his righteousness.
让我们暂时不考虑他的公义。
And his power.
他的能力。
And let's look at one reason why one glimpse of God would kill you.
我们看其中一个原因，为什么你看神一眼就会要你的命？
Because maybe you've never thought of this before.
因为也许你没有考虑到这些，从前。
His beauty.
因为他的美丽，容美。
His beauty would kill you.
他的容美会把你给杀了。
Now what do I mean?
什么意思啊？
Have you ever seen a sunrise or a sunset that was so beautiful it literally took your breath away?
你有没有看过早上的黎明或者是黄昏？哦，美得不得了，哇，都呼吸不出来了，叹为观止。
When you saw your wife on wedding day,
当你
在 she took your breath away.
当你结婚的日子，你看到你的新娘，她把你的气息都带走了。
I mean, we have seen beautiful things that we said, wow.That is so beautiful.
我们看过美妙的东西，我们说哇，这真美，美得不得了，哇。
One glimpse of the beauty of God.
你只要一瞟见到神的荣美。
If you were not strengthened supernaturally.
如果你没有靠着神超自然大能得到能力的话。
Would drive you insane.
你就会发疯，瞟他一眼就疯了。
The beauty would be too much to comprehend.
哇，它的容美是美到一个地步，你无法理解。
Now streets of gold don't mean that much anymore, do they?
对，那个什么黄金街啊，没有意义了，天上。
You don't want to see gates of pearl now, do you?
你现在不想看那个珍珠门了，是算什么嘛？
That's why we must be strengthened for even the Spirit of God to indwell us.
所以我们必须得到神的能力，才能够有神的灵住在我们里面。
If you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒
you're much more supernatural than you know.
你其实比你所认识的更加超自然。
Some amazing things have happened to you.
在你身上发生一些令人惊叹的事。
So that Christ might dwell in you.
好叫基督能够住在你里面。
And what awaits us?
将来的等候着我们的。
It's this God.
是这位神。
That his beauty eclipses everything.
他的荣美叫一切相形逊色。
Take even the most beautiful thing that God's made.
你就拿那些神所造的最美丽的东西来说。
It doesn't compare to a fraction of his beauty.
跟神自己的荣美相比根本就是小巫见大巫无法相比啊。
Now let's think about this.
你想想。
My son Evan asked me this question the other day.
前几天我儿子问我个问题。
He's my 10-year-old theologian.
他是我十岁的神学家小神学家。
He said, Dad,
他说爸。
I mean, really, come on.
真的我说他说。
What's going to keep us from just going bored? From just being bored?
In heaven?
Yeah.
在天上什么能够使我们不闷呢、
啊、I mean, eternity is a long time.
他说在天上永恒很长很长耶会闷呢、啊、好闷呢、啊。
Well, this is it.
你知道什么吗使我们不闷在天上。
I don't like to use this language, but I'm going to use it in order for us to understand.
我不喜欢用这样的言语啊但是我必须那么说好像你能够明白。
Eternal life means more than infinite time.
永生不仅仅是永远的时间而已。
It basically means quality of life.
基本上它的意思是一个不同的值的生命。
In the presence of God.
在神的面光中的生活。
Now,But let's refer to eternal life as infinite time.
让我们就算说永生是永远的时间好了啊。
What's going to keep us from just going mad from boredom?
那在这个永远的时间我们怎么会不发疯怎么能够使我们不闷死不发疯呢
Well, there's got to be something in heaven.
必须天上有一些。
That has infinite glory.
有一些东西有永恒的荣耀才能够使我们不发疯，对不对
？No matter how long you're there,
不管你在天上多长久
You have not even begun to exhaust the glory.
你还没有开始明白这个荣耀。
And that's God.
那是神。
Now let's talk in kind of a childlike way.
让我们用小孩的语言说了。
You go to heaven.
你到天上去啊。
And you see a vision of God.
你看到神的意象。
I don't really know what that means.
我不知道那什么意思啊。
I don't really know how it's going to be.
我不知道那会是什么样。
But you see God in a way you've never seen Him before.
你看见神的荣耀，你从来没有经历过。
If you were not strengthened,
如果你没有被他的能力
kill you,
他没有加你能力，你就会死掉。
The beauty would drive you mad.
他的荣美会叫你发疯。
And you're filled with joy.
你充满了喜乐。
That would kill you.
几乎要乐死了。
If you were not strengthened,
如果你不得到能力的话
and you worship,
你就敬拜他。
And you live in that.
你活在那个当中。
And then you go to bed.
然后你睡觉了。
Not really, but that's the way we're going to say it.
我其实天上不睡觉，我是故意用小孩的语言说。
You get up the next morning.
你第二天早上起来。
And you see God.
你又看到神了。
In a way much greater than the day before.
比昨天你看到的神的荣耀大得多得多。
And if you weren't strengthened,
如果你没有得他的能力
the beauty would drive you mad.
他的荣美会使你发疯。
You're such ecstasy.
你快乐到极点。哇。
It's as though you never had joy before.
好像你从前没有经历过喜乐一样。
Even the day before is a lot less than now.
甚至昨天的喜乐比起今天相形逊色。
And you go to bed.
然后你睡觉。
And you get up the next morning.
第二天又起来了。
And the same thing starts all over again.
哇，这是又一次。
Greater and greater revelation of the glory of God.
神的荣耀的启示的彰显越来越多。
And it never ends.
一直无穷无尽。
Because He's infinite.
因为他是无限的。
So you're not going to get bored.
所以你绝对在天上不会闷的，闷不死的。
You see that?
看到没有？
All right, now I want us to look at a few other things.
我们要看看一些其他的事。
The word sovereign.
好，这里讲到 sovereign, which verse?
It's in the verse. It's in verse 15.
好，十五节。
He who is the blessed and only sovereign.
好，那可称颂的，唯有全能的。就是主权了。
Now this word.
好，这个字。
Now just listen to the Greek word.
好，听这个希腊字啊，独有全能。
Dynastis.
Dynas. 哦 ，dynastis 这个字。
Dynastis.
叫你想到什么字
？It's the word from which we get dynasty.
我们从这个帝国，从这个字，我们英文的字帝国就这个来。
A lot of nations have had dynasties.
很多的世界的列国都有。
China has had many dynasties.
中国有很多的王朝啊，帝国王朝。
But dynasties come and go, don't they?
但是王朝有起有伏，有兴有衰，对不对
？Kings die.
君王会死掉。
Nations crumble.
国度也会衰弱。
But here is one who has a dynasty that never ends.
这里有一位，他的国度是永远不会止息的。
Here we have a king.
这里我们有个王
that is eternal.
他是永恒的。
He will never be voted out of office.
你永远不能投票把他给罢休掉。
He will not die.
他永远不会死的。
You can't wait around until someone else is elected.
你不能够等到另外一个人竞选到他另外一个人。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Now we're not going to go there, but if we went to the Book of Daniel,
虽然我们现在不看啊，但如果我们看但以理书的话
，This is what we discover.
我们会发现
，Even though we need to acknowledge governments,
虽然我们需要承认政府的权柄
，We need to submit to governments.
我们也需要顺服政府。
We need to pray for leaders.
我们也要为我们执政掌权的祷告。
We need to give honor to whom honor is due.
我们要尊重那些当得尊重的。
In reality,
但事实上
there's only one king.
只有一个王，对不对？
Everyone else is just like little boys sitting on papier-mâché thrones.
其他的就像那个纸头的小孩坐在那个玩具的宝座上。
With little paper crowns on their head.
头上戴了一个纸头的王冠。
There's only one king.
只有一个真的王。
It's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
他就是我们的主，救主耶稣基督。
Your elder brother
是你的长兄。
Reigns over the cosmos.
掌管宇宙万有。
And that's a very comforting thought.
好，这是一个令人得安慰的思想。
Now, it says immortality.
这里讲到是不死的，他独一不死的。
That who alone possesses immortality.
好，就是那独一不死的，唯独他不死。
Now, I'll give you a little Greek lesson here.
我现在给你一个希腊文的功课，一个课程。
Break that word down in the Greek.
你把这个字啊，从希腊文你把它分析开来。
It has the letter R A，
嗯，有个 A，
which is a negative，
这是一个否定啊。
It means not or no，
就是不不的意思。
And then the word Thanatos，
还有那个字 Thanatos，
which means death，
意思就是不死，死。
You put the two together，
你把这两个字放一块。
What does it mean？
什么意思
？No death，
不死。
Death has nothing to do with him。
他与死亡毫不相干。
It doesn't enter into the equation at all.
这完全不能进入神的工程室里头。
He does not die.
他不死，完全不死。
But now, here's something that people don't understand.
有一件事啊，是老百姓往往不能明白的。
It really shows you something of the difference between God and us.
这就显明了神跟人类的差别。
You and I must put forth effort to live.
你跟我必须要努力才能继续生存下去。
We must put forth effort to exist.
我们必须努力才能够生存，对不对
？We must expend energy to do it.
我们必须要下功夫，要付代价才能活下去。
We also must will to live.
而且我们必须愿意。
You see that?
活下去，对不对
？Do you know why we have to do that?
你知道为什么要那么做
？Because life is not an attribute of ours.
因为生命不是我们的一个属性，人类的属性。
Life is an attribute of God.
但是生命却是神本身的一个本性。
He does not have to will to exist.
他没有必要要下定决心要活下去，没必要。
He does not have to labor to exist.
他也没必要付代价才能生存。
He is.
他就是生命。
You hear that language sometimes in the Bible, don't you?
你看没有？圣经常常用这样的话。
I am.
我就是什么什么。
He is.
他是生命。
And that's it.
就是。
That's amazing.
你看，叫人惊讶。
He cannot die.
他不能死。
He has to put forth no effort in order to live.
他不必挣扎生存。
He simply is.
他就是生命。
In unlimited, unhindered power and strength and life.
在没有限制的，没有任何的有限瑕疵的生命能力当中生活。
What does Paul the Apostle say?
使徒保罗怎么说？
That power of God that works mightily within me, he says.
他说，那个在我里面动工的大能大力。
That the Spirit of God dwells in us.
神的灵住在我们里面。
Brothers, there's a lot more power to overcome than what we think.
有神给我们的能力，能够克服的能力大过我们所想象的。
But if we're living in our own strength, that doesn't matter, does it?
但如果我们靠自己能力生活呢，那无所谓，对不对？
That's why renewing our mind in the Word and living in prayer is so important.
所以借着神的话语不断更新我们的心灵，借着祷告不断的更新是何等的重要。
Someone said to Spurgeon, "How do you do it?"
有人对斯布珍说，你是怎么办得到的
？You do the work of more than one man.
你做的工作是三头六臂啊，这是超过一个人能做的。
He said, "I am more than one man."
他说，我比一个人更大，的确。
Said Christ lives within me.
因为基督住在我里面。
He is the vine.
他是葡萄树。
We are the branches.
我们是枝子。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
离开了他，我们啥都不能做。
But
但是
in him,
在他里面
all things are possible.
没有难成的事。
Now it also says that God dwells in unapproachable light.
哦，这里也讲到神住在那人不能靠近的光里。
And we cannot draw near to him.
我们不能够靠近他。
Except that he allow it.
除非他允许我们。
And we can only draw near to him through Christ.
我们唯有借着基督才能够就近他。
I want you to think about that.
我要你好好想一想。
Do you remember the story of Esther?
你记得以斯帖的那个故事?
And she had to come into the presence of the king in order to save her people.
她必须要来到亚哈水鲁王面前来救她的百姓。
What was she?
她是什么?
She was a mediator.
她就是一个中保,对不对?以斯帖是个中保。
She was of her people.
她是她的百姓当中的一个
成员。 She was a Jew.
她也是个犹太人。
And she had to go to the king in order to save her people.
来拯救他的百姓。
But if she walked into his throne room,
但是如果他靠近了王的王室,
without being invited,
如果王没有邀请他,他自己去的话,
she could be killed.
他可能被杀掉。
So when she walked in,
所以当他进到王面前,
she hoped that the king would extend his scepter.
他盼望王可以把他的金杖伸出来。
If he did,
如果他伸出来,
she would live,
他就可以活下来,
and she could make petition for her people.
他就可以为他的百姓祈求代祷, 对不对?
Do you see that?
看到吗?
Now,
好,
if you and I walked into the presence of God,
如果你跟我进到神的面前,
in our own works,
靠着自己的善行,
our own righteousness,
借着自己的义要进到他面前,
would he extend the scepter?
他会伸出他的金杖吗?
No,
不会的。
We would be condemned.
我们会被定罪的。
So there's no hope.
所以我们就没指望
了。啊，
嗯。
But then comes our elder brother.
啊，来了我们的一位兄长。
The man Christ Jesus.
那耶稣基督降世为人。
Fully God.
他是完全的神。
Fully man.
也是完全的人。
And he walks into the presence of God.
他进到父神的面前。
Now.The only way we can be in the presence of God,
我们唯一能够来到神面前的
is by grace.
方式是借着恩典
God's unmerited favor.
是神给我们的我们不配得的恩惠
we can't go there in our own righteousness.
我们不能够靠着自己的义进到神面前
But Christ,
但是基督
he didn't even ask permission.
他不用允许
Now this is bold.
哇，这是很大胆的事儿。
He walks straight in.
他坦然无惧地进去了。
And he does, he has no intention of being received by grace.
他没有必要靠着恩典才蒙悦纳。
He deserves it.
他配。
He is perfectly righteous.
他是完全公义的。
He is perfectly holy.
他是完全圣洁的。
By his own merit, he walks in.
靠着自己的义。自己的善行进去
And God extends the scepter.
父神伸出他的杖
And he is our mediator.
基督就是我们的中保
Do you see that?
你看到吗
So this God who is unapproachable.
所以这一位人不能靠近的神
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督
The incarnate son.
降世为人的道成肉身的儿子
having lived a perfect life for us,
他在世上为我们活了一个完美的生活
and having died a death for us,
也为我们死在十字架上
and having resurrected from the dead,
又从死里复活了
by his own virtue, his own righteousness,
借着他自己的义
he walks into the throne room of his father,
他进到他父神的宝座前
the man Christ Jesus,
这一位降世为人的基督耶稣
and he ascends the throne and sits down at his right hand.
他登上了宝座坐在父神的右边
Now,
好
all these truths
这一切的真理
should lead us to humility
应该使我们更加降卑
to worship
来敬拜他
but most of all
但是最重要的
appreciation
要欣赏他
look what he's done for us.
你看他为我们成就了何等大的事。
Behold what manner of love is this.
看啊，这是何等大的慈爱啊。
Now let's look in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 11 and 12 and 15 and 16.
我们看生命记的第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
And let's read first 11 and 12.
十一到十二节。
What does it say about God's invisibility?
好，这里怎么论到神是不能见
And how should we live in light of it?
我们鉴于此应当怎样生活呢
He says, You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire. to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice.
那时你们近前来，站在山下，山上有火焰冲天，并有昏暗、密云、幽暗。耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。
Now look at verse 15.
再看十五节啊。
Through 18.
十五到十八节。
So watch yourselves carefully.
所以你们要十分要分外的谨慎。
Since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire.
因为耶和华在何烈山上从火中对你们说话的那日，你们并没有看见什么形象。
So that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female.
好，唯恐你们败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男。男相女相
The likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky.
或地上的走兽的像，或空中飞鸟的像，或是地上爬虫的像。
The likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth.
或者地底下水中鱼的像，又恐怕。
Now what is being presented to us?
好，这里讲的是什么呢？
You saw nothing.
你什么都没看见那一天。
You saw no form.
你没有看到任何形象。
You saw no image.
你没有看到任何的偶像。
So you should make no form and you should make no image.
所以你不可以雕刻偶像，你不可以造什么形象。
Idolatry must be avoided like the plague.
我们必须严严的远离拜偶像，就像远离瘟疫一样。
Now how can we avoid idolatry?
我们怎么样子远避拜偶像呢？
Well, first of all,
首先
We should avoid trying to form any image of God.
我们要尽量避免造任何神的形象。
We should avoid distorting any image of God.
我们也要避免扭曲神的形象。
And we should actively and relentlessly study the attributes of God.
我们要积极的，而且不懈怠的明白神的属性。
Now, there's probably very few people, at least in the United States, that's making images of God.
可能很少人，尤其是美国啊，在那儿造偶像、雕刻偶像，很少。
But preachers do it all the time.
但是其实传道人总是在造偶像。
Let's just look at some preachers.
我们看看一些传道人啊。
They say it's their ministry, it's not their ministry to talk about sin.
他们说，我的服事不是在讲人的罪，定人的罪的。
It's not their ministry to talk about wrath.
我的服事不讲论神的愤怒了。
Or judgment.
或者讲论审判了。
It's only their ministry to talk about love.
神叫我呼召我是讲论神的爱的。
What are they doing?
他们在干嘛？
They're giving the people a distorted image of God.
他们在给人一个错误的、扭曲的神的形象。
Is God love?
神是不是爱呢？
Yes.
当然是。
But His love is righteous.
但是他的爱是公义的爱。
And He is holy.
他也是圣洁的。
And He is sovereign.
他也是主宰万有的。
And He hates sin.
他恨恶罪恶。
And He will judge it.
他也会审判罪恶。
You see?
看到没有？
One time I was preaching many years ago.
很多年前我有一次讲道。
And That night, I preached on the holiness of God.
那天晚上我讲的主题是神的圣洁。
And afterwards, some men met me at the door.
讲完之后，有些人在门口。
And they were upset.
他们很不高兴。
And they said, "We've got a real problem with you."
我们对你很有意见，他们说。
I said, "Okay, what is it?"
我说好，什么意见呢？请说。
They said, "You preached on the holiness of God tonight, and never once did you mention love."
我说今天晚上你讲神的圣洁，你没有一次提到神的爱。
I said, "Okay, that's true."
对，没有错，你讲的没错。
Were you here last night?
你昨天晚上有没有在这儿听呢？我问他们。
They said yes.
是，我们在。
I said last night I preached on the love of God.
昨天晚上我讲的是神的慈爱。
And never once did I mention holiness.
我没有一次提到神的圣洁，对不对？
And none of you had a problem with that.
你们昨天晚上没有一个有问题的提意见，对不对？
So I've got a problem with you men.
所以我对你们有意见。
You see?
看到没有?
They got real upset.
他们很不高兴。
If I preached on holiness,
如果我讲圣洁，他们就不高兴。
Without giving the proper place to love,
如果我没有同时讲到爱的话，他们就不高兴。
But they didn't get upset.
那 但是反过来
when I talked about love,
当我讲到神的爱却不讲圣洁的时候
without mentioning holiness or righteousness,
不讲到神的圣洁神的公义的时候他们就没问题
you know, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody getting mad at a preacher because he preached on love.
我从来没有听说过一个传道人讲神的爱的时候这些老百姓会生气的没听过
but when the preacher preaches on sovereignty,
但是当一个传道人讲到神的主权
When the preacher preaches on the justice of God,
传道人讲神的公义
the wrath of God,
神的愤怒
that's when the trouble starts, doesn't it?
问题就来了，对不对？
You see that?
你看到没有？
We should never present a distorted view of God.
我们不应该给人一个扭曲的神的印象。
Men who are always preaching on the wrath of God.
人总是在传讲神的愤怒
and not the love of God.
却不讲神的爱的话
They are also giving a distorted image of God.
他们也扭曲了神的形象
Do you see?
你看到没有
All right, now, let's look at the next verse.
我们再看看下节经文
First of all, let me say this.
好，首先我要说
God is immaterial.
神是没有物质的
That is, He is spirit.
他是个灵
He is invisible.
他是眼睛看不见的人也看不见。
How then can we know such a God?
那我们怎么能够认识这样一位神呢
？How can we know Him?
怎么认识他？怎么知道
？If He's spirit,
如果他是灵
，If He's invisible,
他是看不见的。
We're going to see the answers right now.
我们看看答案在哪
？Let's look in John chapter 6, verse 46.
看看约翰福音第六章四十六节。
John 6, 46.
六章四十六节。
Jesus says, not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father.
耶稣说，这不是说有你，唯有从神来的，他看见过父。这不是说有人看过父，看见过父，唯独从神来的，他看见过。
So Christ alone has seen the Father.
唯独基督才看见过父。
Now I want us to look at Two things here.
好，这里我们看两件事。
He has seen the Father.
他看见过神。
Well, three things.
三件事。
He has seen the Father.
第一，他看见过神。
But that's not enough.
但是不够啊。
He must comprehend the Father.
他也必须能够明白神。
Now, comprehend means in a way to put your arms completely around something.
好，明白的意思啊，就是完全拥抱一件事。
To grab something.
能够把它完全怀抱，怀抱。
All right, now let's go back to our illustration of a glass.
好，我们再回到这个一个杯子的例子。
Can you pour the ocean into a glass?
你能够把整个海洋都倒到一个杯子里吗？不能。
Well, how can a man comprehend God?
那一个人怎么能够完全包容神呢？
Or how could even an angel comprehend God?
甚至天使怎么能办得到呢？
So this Jesus who has seen the Father,
所以这位看见过父的耶稣
and has a full comprehension of him,
他能够完全的拥抱上帝，容下上帝。
He can only do that if he is God.
除非他是神，他就不能够完全的明白神。
He is the fullness of deity.
他是神的丰满的彰显。
And he has made him known.
他把它表明出来。
Now, how do you make the fullness of God known to men?
你怎么能使神的荣耀完全的荣耀向人表明出来呢？
He took on flesh.
他穿上人的肉身。
And became a man.
他变成一个人。
That's how.
这是他如何表明父的。
There's a story about, I think it may have been Ravi Zacharias.
有一个故事。有关这个 Zacharias 这个人故事。
It was telling this story, maybe not.
也许是他讲这个故事，也许不是啊。
Someone was witnessing to a man in India.
有一个人在印度向一个人传道，向他做见证。
The man just couldn't believe.
那个人不信。
He said, "I just can't accept God becoming a man."
他说我不能接纳神能够降世为人这个事实。
Why would he do that?
为什么？为什么他要那么做
？And then one day, the man was walking down the road.
有一天这个人在路上行走。
And there was a big ant hill.
他看到了一个蚂蚁的山丘
And he wanted to look at the ants because they were working so marvelously.
他想看看这蚂蚁，因为这蚂蚁忙忙碌碌在那工作。
But when his shadow fell across the anthill,
但是当他的影子一照在蚂蚁的小山上的时候，
all the ants ran for cover.
所有的蚂蚁就躲在他的影子。They were terrified. 他们吓死了。
And he said to himself,
他就自言自语说，
I wish I could communicate to those ants.
哎呀，我巴不得能够向蚂蚁说话。
I wish I could show them that I don't want to hurt them.
我巴不得让他们知道，让他们明白，我不是要伤害他们。
I wish I could become an ant.
我巴不得我能够变成一只小蚂蚁。
And then it kind of clicked.
哎，突然他开窍。
God became a man.
神也变成一个人。
To reveal Himself to us.
为要把他自己向我们表明出来。
And to do a work of salvation.
为要拯救我们，成全救赎之功，代替我们。
Now, no one has ever seen God except for the Son.
除了神的儿子，没人见过他。
Now,
好,
let's look at John 1:18.
我们再看约翰福音一章十八节。
It's just another affirmation of what we've already learned.
这是另外一个对我们所刚刚学习到的一个另一个肯定。
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神。
The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
只有在父怀的独生子将他表明出来。
I just want to emphasize a few things here.
好，这里我要强调几件事啊。
The perfect fellowship between the Father and the Son.
圣父跟圣子之间的完美的交通。
They are one.
他们是合一的。Nothing
hidden.
他们当中没有任何拦阻。
Nothing about the Father the Son doesn't know.
没有任何有关父的事，子是不知道的。
And then He explains God to us.
然后子又把父向我们表明出来。
Okay, this is a very pitiful illustration, but it's the only one I have.
我现在要讲的一个是一个很可怜的例子，但我只有这个例子啊。
Have you ever been listening to a preacher?
你有没有听过一个？ 听个传道人讲道啊，
and he's teaching a verse you never understood.
他在教导一段你从来不理解一段经文。
And he just begins to unpack the verse.
他就开始把这段经文里面的意思一一的细细的展开来。
And you go, wow, I see that.
哦，你说我明白了，我开窍了。
I see that.
我看见了，哦。
Wow, I've never seen that before.
我从前没有明白过。
Wow, that's amazing.
哇，真是太妙了。
Well, Christ came.
基督来。
And He revealed God to us.
他把父神向我们显明出来。
He's this way.
他是这样的。
Wow, I've never seen that before.
哇，从前没见过。
And He's like this.
父是那样的。
Oh, that's amazing.
哇，这奇妙啊。
You see?
你看到没有？
That's what Christ did.
这就是基督所做的。
All right, now, I want us to look at we're going to close with looking at a few verses. How is it that Jesus can reveal to us who God is?
好，我们再看看几段经文，然后我们就要结束啊。耶稣是如何把父神显明出来、表明出来的
？In Colossians 1:15，
哥罗西书一章十五节
，And we've already studied this verse today, but we'll just look at it again.
我们已经看过这段经文啊，我们再看一遍。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
好，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切的受造以先。
This invisible God.
好，这位看不见的神。
He's infinite.
他是无穷尽的，无限的。
That's the first thing you need to understand.
这是你第一件要明白的事。
Of infinite perfection.
这是。 无穷的完美，
infinite excellency，
它是无穷的超越，高超。
Can anyone less than God be His image？
看任何比神次等的，是他的形象，可能吗？
The only way you can say yes，
你唯一能够说可能的话
，is if you have a very low view of God。
那你对神的认识太低级了，太肤浅了。
Sure, someone could be His image who's not God.
当然，有人可能是神的形象，他不是神。
You can only say that if you have a very low view of God.
除非你有一个很 对神的认识很肤浅。
But if you see God as infinite in all His excellencies,
如果你看到神是何等的无限、何等的高超的时候
，Only someone equal to God can reflect Him truly.
唯独那位与他同等的人才能够完全的彰显他的形象。
And not just reflect Him,
不仅仅是彰显而已
，but be His very image.
而且就是他的形象
，an exact representation.
而且是他一个完全的代表。
No one can do that.
没有人够资格办得到。
Except God.
除了神自己。
And Christ is God.
基督就是神。
Now I want us to look at one more verse and then we'll close.
好，我们再看一节经文，我们就结束了。
John 14:9.
约翰14章第九节。
Jesus said to him, Have I been with you, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father?
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说，将父显给我们看呢？
It doesn't matter how you interpret this text.
好，不管你怎么解释这段经文。
If Jesus is not God,
如果耶稣不是神的话
，He's blaspheming.
他就在亵渎。
He's blaspheming.
他在亵渎，对不对
？He who has seen me has seen the Father.
那看见我的就是看见了谁啊？父。
Did Abraham ever say that?
亚伯拉罕有没有说过这样的话？
Did Moses ever say that?
摩西有没有说过这样的话？
Moses' face was glowing.
你记得摩西的脸在发光吗？
But did he ever say this?
摩西有没有说？
No.
看见我就看见，没有。
If Jesus had said this in the presence of the Pharisees,
如果耶稣说这话在法利赛人面前说的话
，or any of the Jews,
或者任何犹太人面前说的话
，they would have picked up stones to kill him.
他们会马上捡石头把他打死。
Like they did at other times,
就像他们从前做的一样，对不对
？And why did they do that?
为什么他们做
？Because he made himself equal with God.
因为他使自己与神同等。
It tells us something here also about the disciples.
这里也告诉我们一些关乎门徒的事实。
They were Jews.
他们是犹太人。
They knew what he was saying.
他们知道耶稣说的是什么话。
Why didn't they stone him?
为什么他们不打死耶稣呢？
Because they saw his incredible life.
因为他们看到耶稣那令人难以置信的生命。
They saw him calm the sea.
他们看到耶稣平息风浪。
They saw him take authority over sickness.
他看到耶稣有权柄医治一切疾病。
They saw him command demons.
他们看见耶稣赶走鬼魔。
They saw him raise the dead.
他们看到主耶稣叫死人复活。
And if we had time,
如果我们有时间的话
we could go into the Old Testament,
我们可以回到旧约圣经
and show you that only God can raise the dead.
看了只有神能够叫死人复活
And it is God in the book of Psalms who calms the sea.
在诗篇里头是神能够平息风浪
So when Christ calms the sea,
所以当基督平息风浪的时候
they know he's God.
他们知道他就是神
When he raises the dead,
当他叫死人复活的时候
they know.
他们知道
this is more than a man.
这不是个人而已。
This is more than an angel.
这不是个天使而已。
This is God.
他乃是神。
Absolutely astounding.
这叫人惊讶无比。
Everything you want to discover about God.
一切你要明白神的事情。
Now I'm going to say something that is blasphemous.
我现在会说一些话，听起来好像很亵渎。
Unless Jesus is God.
除非基督是神。
Now listen to my language.
听我所用的言语。
If Jesus is not God,
如果耶稣不是神
then I'm in a lot of trouble.
我就麻烦了。
Everything that a person wants to discover about God,
一切一个人想要明白神的东西
is found in the man Jesus Christ.
都在耶稣基督这个人里面。
Because that man,
因为这个人
is God,
就是神
in the flesh.
神降世为人
see that?
看到没有
Now, there is one thing that is, makes a tremendous difference between Christianity and all the other religions.
好在其他世界任何宗教和基督教当中有一件事情使我们与他们完全不一样
In fact, there's only two religions in the world.
其实世界上只有两种宗教
How do you get...To heaven in all the other religions.
好，在其他宗教里头，你怎么进天堂？
It's through following someone's teaching.
是借着某些人的教导, 对不对?
Your response to someone's teaching.
你怎么回应那个人的教导?
How do you get to heaven in Christianity?
但在基督教里头怎么进天国?
Through the person himself.
是借着耶稣基督这一个位格这个人。
You see the difference?
你看这两者不同吗?
We do not win heaven by following principles.
我们不是借着遵循一些原则、一些方法、教条、教规赢得天堂。
We don't even win heaven.
我们不可能赢得天堂。
Christ won heaven for us.
基督为我们赢得了天堂。
And we're saved by our identification with Him.
我们是借着与基督认同才能得救。
Our faith in Him.
我们是信靠他才得救。
It's all Him.
一切都是在乎他。
From beginning to end.
从头到尾都在乎他。
It's Him.
是他。
That's wonderful.
太美好了。
Everything about my salvation depends on Him.
一切关乎我的救恩的都在乎他。
If 99.9999999% depended upon Him,
如果99.9999999%是依靠他,
and the rest of it depended upon me,
那剩余的靠我的话,
I would have no hope of salvation.
我就没有指望得救了。
And you want me to prove it?
你要我证明吗?
How many times did Adam sin before he and Eve were brought down in judgment and cast out of the presence of God?
亚当夏娃犯了多少罪才被带到审判台前被驱逐出境离开伊甸园的? 犯了几个罪?
Once.
一次就够了。
That's all it takes.
只要一次。
Talked to a guy on an airplane one time.
有一次我在飞机上跟一个人讲,
I'm studying my Bible.
我在查考圣经, 我的圣经啊,
he's like looking at it.
他就,
because I was actually looking at the Greek.
他在偷看, 因为我在看希腊文啊,
and he kept kind of looking like, what is that?
他在瞄啊, 在看啥玩意儿?
And so I told him it's my Bible.
我跟他讲, 哎, 这是我的圣经,
and we started talking.
我们就开始谈论了,
and he kind of said, well, what do I got to do then to go to heaven?
他说我该做什么才能够进天堂?
And I was looking down.
我在看圣经啊。
And I looked at him.
我看看他。
I said, oh, it's easy.
我说很容易啊。
You have to be absolutely perfect from the moment of your birth to the moment of your death.
从你出生那一刻到你,
I went back to reading again.
我说从你出生到一刻直到你死你十全十美万无一失你就能够进天国了。我继续读圣经。
I saw him out of the corner of my eye.
我用眼睛的角落在偷看他。He's
going like this.
他就开始。
And then finally he goes,
最后, 他就点点我,
and I said, yes.
我说, 啊, 什么?
He said, how do you get to heaven?
你怎么进天国?
I said, oh, I'm sorry.
对不起,
you have to be
你必须,
morally perfect,
道德十全十美,
without sin,
没有任何瑕疵,
from the moment of your birth,
从你出生的那一刻,
until the moment of your death,
直到你死为止,
and I went back to reading.
我继续读我的圣经,
and he said,
他说,
well, nobody can do that.
谁能办得到啊?
I can't do that.
我办不到啊?
And I said,
我说,
well, then you've got a real problem, don't you?
那你问题很严重, 对不对?
And the reason why I did that,
我之所以那么做呢?
It's for the same reason that Jesus told the rich young ruler.
这也就是耶稣跟那个少年官对话的。
The rich young ruler said, what do I got to do to inherit eternal life?
那少年官, 我当做什么才能进天国下来的父子啊?
Jesus said, keep this command, keep this command, keep this command.
你遵循这个诫命, 那个吩咐, 那个诫命, 照着去做就行了。
He said, I've done it.
他说, 我从小都遵循了。
He said, then go sell everything you have and come follow me.
分给穷人来跟随我。
Ah, there was one he didn't obey.
有一条他没办到。
You shall not covet.
你不可贪财。
He loved his possessions.
他爱他的产业财物。
And it's the same way with that fellow.
那个人也是这个问题。
What do I got to do to be saved?
我当做什么才能够得救呢?
All right, I'm going to tell you.
好,我告诉你。
If you're going to do it,
如果你要靠你的行为的话,
see, that's what the law is all about.
这就是律法的目的了。Do
this and live.
照着去行,你就可以活。If
you don't do this, you die.
不照着去做，你就死定了。
Then how are we saved?
那我们怎么得救呢？
Christ did what we couldn't do.
基督成了我们不能做的事。
He lived the perfect life.
他活了一个完美的一生。
And on the cross,
在十字架上，
the sins of his people were imputed to him.
他的百姓的罪都归算到他的身上。
And he was crushed under the judgment of God in our place.
他为他的百姓的罪孽被压伤。
By his death, he paid for our crime.
借着他的死，他偿清了我们的罪债。
Now God can forgive us.
所以现在父神可以赦免我们。
Still be just.
仍然保持他的公义。
Because he punished our sin in his son.
因为他在他的儿子里审判了我们的罪。
He rose again from the dead.
他从死里又复活了。
He ascended to the right hand of heaven.
他升到天上神的右边。
Everyone who believes in him.
凡是相信他的人。
Is not only pardoned from all their sin.
不仅仅一切的罪得到赦免。
Because there's something you need to understand.
但是你还需要明白一点。
You have to be more than pardoned to go to heaven.
你要进天国，不仅仅罪得赦免才能进去啊。
To go to heaven, you have to be perfectly righteous.
你进天国，你必须是十全十美、完全公义的。
So that righteous life that Jesus lived.
所以耶稣在世上活的那个完美的生命。
All those years.
那些三十多年来，
His father always saying, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
他的父总是说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The moment you believe,
当你信的那一刻，
you are pardoned of all your sins.
不但你的罪得到完全的赦免，
past, present, and future.
过去的、现在的、将来，一切所有的罪。
And then the perfect righteous life that Jesus lived.
然后耶稣所生活的那个完全的公义的生命，
you're clothed in it.
你就穿戴上他的义了，
imputed to you.
就算在你的账上了。
And you are now right with God.
如今，你在神面前被称为义了。
Let me put it this way.
好，让我这么说好了。
Now, if you can grab a hold of this,
如果你能够明白，
it will bring you joy.
你会得到很大的喜乐。
You will never be more righteous in the sight of God than you are right now.
你不可能在神面前比你现在更公义。
He said, "Well, brother Paul, I still sin."
你说，保罗弟兄，我还在犯罪。
I know that.
我知道。
But in your position before God, the way God sees you in Christ.
但是在神面前，神在基督里所看见你的地位，现在的地位。
You don't have to wait to heaven. You don't have to wait to go to heaven.
你没必要等到上天堂那天。
Before God will consider you righteous.
神才称你为义，不要等到那天。不。
Or before God.Will love you.
或者神要接纳你，爱你，没必要等到那天。
He will never see you more righteous than he sees you right now.
他不会比现在看你看得更，你会更公义。
He will never love you more than what he loves you right now.
他不会像现在爱你一样的更加爱你。
Because you are now clothed in the perfect righteousness of Christ.
因为现在。你正披戴耶稣基督完全的义。
You are perfectly and completely loved.
你完全被他所爱。
That is a finished transaction.
这是一次成了的一个交换。
What should be our response?
那我们的回应应该是什么呢？
To live according to what we are.
我们要照着神赐给我们的新地位、新生命而生活。
To live according to the way he sees us.
要按着他对待我们的眼光而生活。
And even though in this life we will never be perfect.
尽管我们活在世上不可能十全十美。
We can make progress in sanctification.
我们可能在成圣的路上不断的长进。
We can grow.
我们可以不断成长。
We will grow.
我们也会成长。
We will change.
我们也会改变的。
Now, if you just heard that,
好，你刚刚听到这个道理啊。
That Christ has done it all.
基督我们成了一切。
And you're now perfectly righteous before God and perfectly loved.
如今你在神面前蒙他的悦纳，完全的公义啊。
And you say to yourself,
你就自言自语说，
This is fantastic.
太好了。
I can just go out and live in sin like crazy, and I'm still okay.
我可以出去啊，可以为所欲为，我还是蒙神所爱啊。
You know what that means?
你知道什么意思吗？
You're not a Christian.
其实你根本不信主，你不是基督徒。
That's what it means.
这就是这个意思。
Because a Christian is going to say this.
因为一个基督徒会怎么回应呢？
You mean?
你说
I'm perfectly righteous before God and Christ.
我在基督里在神面前得以完全了。
And I'm perfectly loved no matter what I do.
不管我做什么神都爱我。
Then I want to live for him with all my heart.
既然如此我要尽心尽意地为主而活。
I want to be more righteous.
我愿意更加的公义。
In the way I live.
在我的生活上我要更圣洁。
See, that's what the Bible's all about.
这就是圣经的教导。
That's where our motivation comes from.
这是我们的动力啊。
We do not live for him so that he will save us.
我们不是为他活好叫他能够拯救我们。
We live for him because he has saved us.
相反的乃是因为他已经拯救我们所以我们要为他而活。
If you look at Romans,
你看罗马书。
It changes, the book of Romans changes at chapter 12, verse 1.
在十二章第一节罗马书就开始改变了。
The first 11 chapters,
头十一章一到十一章
everything that God has done for us in Christ,
基督为我们所成就的一切一到十一章
and then you get to chapter 12,
然后到十二章
therefore,
因此
because of these mercies of God that we've looked at for 11 chapters,
我们前面根据前面十一章的神的怜悯为神的怜悯劝你们慈悲劝你们
now go and live this new way,
你要这么生活所以为神的慈悲劝你们以弗所书
The book changes.
好这本书也是转捩点在哪
Chapter 4 verse 1
第四章第一节是转捩点
The first three chapters
前面的四章
Everything God has done for his people in Christ
神为他的百姓在基督里所成就的一切一到四章
Chapter 4
然后第四章
Now go
好现在你去
Live according to that
你行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称
Live in a way that honors this high calling.
你要照着神给你的这
this great gift,
恩召这么大的恩典，你要照此生活。你要照此生活。
If you're sitting there right now and you're saying, I'm not a Christian.
如果你坐在那儿，你说我还不是基督徒呢。
What must you do to be saved?
我该做什么才能得救呢
？Repent of your sins and believe the gospel.
你要从你的罪中悔改，然后信靠这福音。
What does repent mean?
悔改什么意思呢
Change your mind.
心回意转
You say that's it?
你说仅仅如此
That's a lot.
这是
You see,
这是很大一件事啊
Your mind is the control center of everything you are.
因为你的心是掌控全身的中心啊
If your mind changes,
如果你的心意改变了
Your emotions are going to change.
你的感情也会改变。
Your will's going to change.
你的意志也会改变。
Everything's going to change.
一切都改变。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Why are you sitting here right now really calm?
为什么你今天坐在这里平平安安的？
Because you do not believe the building is on fire.
因为你不相信这个房子现在正在着火。
But if you change your mind,
但如果你改变心意
and you think the building's on fire,
你想这个房子着火了
it's going to affect everything, isn't it?
那这一切都会改变，对不对？
Your emotions,
你的情感会改变
your will,
你意志会改变
your actions,
你行动会改变
everything,
一切都改变对不对
Paul the Apostle,
使徒保罗
he leaves Jerusalem,
他离开耶路撒冷
as Saul of Tarsus,
他离开的时候是大树的扫罗
in his mind,
在他的心中
he thinks Jesus is a false prophet,
他想耶稣是个假先知
he believes that Christians are a cult,
他相信基督徒是异端邪说
And he goes out to imprison them.
他要去把这基督徒给逮起来。
He meets Jesus on the road to Damascus.
当他去大马色路上，他遇见了耶稣。
What happened?
发生什么事
？He changed his mind.
他心回意转了。
He realized everything he ever thought was wrong.
他突然意识到，他从前一切的认识都错了。
Everything.
他一切都认识错误了。
The one he thought was a false prophet is the son of God.
他以为是假先知的，其实是神的儿子。
And the people he was imprisoning, he finds out they are the children of God.
逮捕的那些老百姓，他发现原来是他们是神的儿女。
And then what happens?
结果呢？
Everything changes.
一切都大改变了。
He begins preaching the Jesus that he once was against.
他就开始传讲他从前所反对的耶稣基督。
Let's put this in modern language.
让我们用现代语言讲。
A banker.
一个银行家
For some reason he comes to church.
他就来到教会无缘无故不晓得为什么
All he loves is money.
他只爱钱财
His cars.
他的车子
His home.
他的房子
The reputation he has among other men.
他要人的
What he lives for.
这是他生活的目的一切都为
And he's fine.
他活着挺好的。
He hears the gospel.
他听见了福音。
And the Spirit of God works in his heart.
圣灵就在他心里动善工了。
And what happens?
发生什么事呢？
He realizes he's been wrong about everything.
他恍然大悟，他从前一切的认识都是错误的。哎呀，都错了，都错了。
And what happens?
结果呢？
Everything changes.
一切改变了。
Maybe not at first.
也许不是一下子。
Some of the changes will be gradual.
有一些改变是一步一步的。
But there will be a great change of mind and heart.
但是他的心意，他的心智，这一切都会改变。
That will begin to affect every aspect of his life.
会影响他生命的每个层面。
You're a young person.
你是个年轻人。
All you think about is fun.
你想的都是在生活上要找乐趣，好玩。
All you do all day is look in the mirror.
你整天就照镜子，整天照。
If you're a girl, you look in the mirror at your beauty.
如果你是女孩的话，你看自己的美丽。
Guy, you're looking in the mirror at your muscles.
如果你是男生的话，你看照镜子看自己的肌肉。
All you can think about is you.
你所想到就是年轻、力壮、美貌。就想到自己。
One day you hear about Jesus.
有一天你突然听到耶稣。
You realize you're wrong about everything.
你发现原来你从前一切都错了。
But also you know this.
而且你也认识到。
Your sins are swallowing you.
你的罪正在吞灭你。
That even if you stop sinning and never sinned again, you'd still be condemned.
就算你停止犯罪，以后永不犯罪，你仍然是被定罪的。
Because you have broken God's law.
因为你触犯了神的律法。
It only takes once.
只要犯一次罪
and you've done it a thousand times,
你已经犯了成千上万次
a million times,
上亿次
you can't count how many times,
你都数不清犯了多少罪了
there's no hope for you,
你以后永远绝望了
there's nothing you can do,
你不能做什么
but in the gospel,
但在圣福音里
you see Jesus,
你看见了基督
who lived the life you couldn't live,
他生活了一个你没法达到的生活
died for your crimes on a tree,
他为你的罪死在十字架上
rose again from the dead,
就从死里复活了
seated at the right hand of God,
坐在父神的右边
and you stop trusting in you,
你就不再信靠自己了
you no longer glory in the flesh,
你不再因着肉体自夸了
you realize that your best works would condemn you,
你知道你最好的行为都会定你的罪
Cast off every single hope you have.
你就放弃了对你自己任何的一切的指望。
And you trust only in what God has done for you through His Son Jesus Christ.
你信靠唯独神为你在基督里所成就的。
And you call upon the name of the Lord.
你呼求主耶稣的名。
You believe with your heart.
你从心中信靠他。
God saves you.
神就拯救你。
Well, how will you know you're saved?
你怎么知道你得救呢？
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
If you make a profession of faith in Christ,
如果你承认你信靠基督了
and nothing changes,
生命却没有改变的话
you go right back to the world,
你又回到世界
it's evidence that nothing happened.
那就显明你根本没改变。
But if you trust in Christ truly,
但是如果你真正信靠基督
he will come and take lordship over your lands.
他会来主宰你生命的万有一切。
You will sense his blessing.
你会感觉到他的祝福。
You will learn his teaching.
你会学习他的话语。
And when you sin,
当你犯罪的时候
you'll even know his correction.
你也会知道他的管教，他的纠正。
Your new relationship with God,
你跟神的这个新的关系
You know it's true.
你知道是真实的。
Because you now have a new relationship with sin.
因为你跟罪也有个新的关系了。
You can't be friends anymore.
你不能跟罪为伍了，做朋友了。
What you once loved about yourself, you now hate.
从前你所喜爱的有关自己的，现在你恨恶了。
And you know you have a new relationship with God.
你知道你跟神有个新关系。
Because you have a new relationship with His Word.
因为你跟他的话语有个新的关系。
You want to know what He said.
你想要明白他的旨意。
You want to obey it.
你也愿意顺服。
And when you do not obey it,
当你不顺服的时候
it breaks your heart.
你就会痛心。
You'll know you have a new relationship with God.
你也知道你跟神有个新的关系。
Because you'll have a new relationship with the world.
因为你跟世界有个新的关系。
You'll no longer love it.
你不再爱世界了。
You'll see it for what it is.
你会看到世界的真相。
Oh, it will still tempt you.
是，世界还会引诱你，没错。
And you may be deceived.
你也许有时候会上当受骗。
You may still even be drawn by it in some ways.
有时候你也甚至被世界所吸引。
But little by little, you'll recognize it.
但是慢慢的，你会认识到世界是虚空的。
And if you have a new relationship with God,
如果你跟神有过关系,
you'll have a new relationship with His people.
你跟神的百姓也会有个新关系,
you'll want to be with Christians.
你愿意跟基督徒在一块儿,
real ones.
真正基督徒啊,
who like to talk about Jesus.
这些喜欢讲论耶稣的基督徒,
and who also want to grow in holiness.
你也愿意在圣洁中长进。
If any of you are troubled about your soul,
如果你们当中有人对自己的灵魂担忧,
you can talk with me or Brother Larry.
之后你可以跟我或者跟我们谈论，我会告诉你。
Repent.
悔改。
Believe.
相信。
Trust.
信靠。
In Christ.
信靠基督。
You may seek Him for a moment.
You may
seek Him for just a moment.
你可能只是暂时的寻求他一会儿。
And He'll save you.
他就拯救你了。
But you may seek Him for weeks before you have peace that you are truly saved.
你也许寻求他很长时间，好几个礼拜。 他才拯救你。
The Spirit is sovereign.
神的灵有主权。
You are commanded to repent and believe.
神吩咐你要悔改，要信靠。
But tarry with the Lord.
那你要等候在他面前。
Until He tells you you're saved.
直到他告诉你你得救了。
Don't let some preacher be the one who tells you you're saved.
不要让一些传道人告诉你你得救了。
I can tell you how to be saved.
我可以告诉你如何得救。
And I can give you principles that lead to biblical assurance.
我也可以告诉你一些原则，怎么样子可以使你有得救的确据。
But only the Spirit of the Living God.
那唯有永生神的灵
can give you true assurance that you're born again.
才能够给你真正的把握，告诉你你得救了，永生了。好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.